Bryant?
Yes.
This is Rosa calling from
Rosette Assistance Department. Were you able to obtain the service you needed for Rosette?
No, I wasn't. I haven't even, they kept saying they couldn't find my account or whatever.
I was able to find it. What is the year, make, and model of the vehicle you need service with?
Chevy 2020 Silverado, Chevy Colorado.
What year?
2020.
2020 Chevy?
Yes.
Colorado?
Correct.
Okay. One second. And what color is this vehicle?
White.
Okay. Okay, and what seems to be the problem? You're requesting a tow service?
Yes, I'm requesting to get it towed to the tire place so they can put the tire on for me there.
You have a flat?
Yes, I have a flat.
Okay, and which tire is flat? Passenger or driver's side?
The passenger front.
Okay, front passenger side. One second. And you don't have a spare, correct?
I don't have a spare.
Okay. Can your vehicle shift into neutral, sir?
Yeah.
Okay.
Make sure you put a note down in order to shift it off. The person has to put the seatbelt on, then they can shift it in neutral. Then they can take the seatbelt off. It only shifts it when the seatbelt is attached. It's a commercial truck.
Okay, vehicle shifts into neutral.
In order to shift anywhere, to do any kind of shift, you have to have a seatbelt on.
Only with seat belt on. Okay, got it. I made a notation. Thank you so much for that. And you say you're going to a tire shop. Is the tire shop expecting your vehicle arrival?
Yes, they're expecting the vehicle arrival today.
What time do they close?
5:00. I've been trying to get through with you guys since 8 this morning.
Yeah, I do apologize. I just kind of seen that there was where they were trying to help you, and I kind of looked into it, and I was able to go into the account easily. So I said, let me see if he still needs help, and maybe I can help him out and finish this request. No problem. Okay, so here it goes. Closes at 5. Do you know if they have after-hours drop-off available?
They do. I think they do. I had already told them that I have to pick it up after hours, so they kind of do ours. They must do something with after hours. It should be just fine. But I was kind of hoping I wouldn't have to. I wouldn't be stuck with
right, that. Right, right. No, it's just basic information that needs to be in the system. Don't worry about it. I'm going to take care of it right now. Okay, so is this vehicle a two-wheel drive or a four-wheel drive?
Yeah, that I don't know. I believe it's a four-wheel drive, though.
Four? Okay.
If it is, it's rear. It may be a two-wheel in the rear, but I believe it's four.
You believe it's four, and it may be a rear. So we're going to set it up for us a four. This way we don't go wrong on that, since you don't know. Okay. So it does shift into neutral, so we'll move forward. Let me see here. You will be the person to receive the provider when they arrive to assist you?
Yes.
And you have the keys with you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. No problem. Thank you. Are you requesting to ride along with the provider?
I don't have to ride along.
No?
I don't have to, no.
Okay. Thank you. Can I have the address where your vehicle is located at this time?
I have to send you a PIN or something because it said I'm on location. So I have to send you, I work in the oil field, so I have to send you a PIN on where it's located. It's kind of hard to actually see your exact location.
Is it okay if I send you an SMS and you maybe you can read back to me the coordinates because I don't have access to receive text messages from you.
Okay, yeah, I can send it to your driver.
Can you open the message I just sent to you and read? You can read back the coordinates.
Click on it, says cannot be found on the page because server cannot be found. It might be because I'm on the phone, but I doubt it. But for some reason, it won't let me load what you sent me.
Oh, it won't? Okay. So, where are
phone,
are you in Hattiesburg?
No, I'm in Toya, Texas.
Toya?
Yeah, Toya, Texas.
Texas, okay. And are you like on the highway?
It's off the highway, I guess you would say, and it comes down a dirt path, which is the Lease Road.
The Lease
so
Road?
Off the highway. Yes, it comes off.
Which
the,
highway is
like
this?
All field time. I have to look it up real quick.
Okay.
For you guys, to give you the exact coordinates. That's why on your app thing, when you call, it says that if you press a certain button, you have a feature to be able to pinpoint the exact location. So I used that twice. Hopefully
yes.
You guys can be able to do it that way. If not, I have the actual, I have the pin. I just have to maybe get out the phone for a second and probably have to see about how I can send that.
The feature that we have available is that we send you an SMS and you will open it and then you read the coordinates back to us. That's what
okay.
We have.
That's what I'm saying. When I go right now, the thing you're sending me, it's showing me it can't be open, and I think it's because I'm on the phone. You see what I'm saying? I can't open the right. It's not letting me. You sent me multiple messages, but I can't do it because
I see. I see. In this Toya, Texas, there's Highway 20, and then several little ones like 2903.
It's gonna be 20. Hold on, one second. Let me see. Can I read this off to you now? Like maybe this might work. I have the actual latitude and longitude pulled up.
Okay, what is the latitude? Latitude, two digits and a period?
I don't know how to you actually say this. It's 31.
Period.
With a circle above the 31, after the 31. A 19 and with an inch mark, 03.8. Kind of hard to say that.
Okay, now first, I think you're mixing both the, first for latitude is 31 point, what else?
Okay, it'll be 31.19. Then it has a sign that you would do for feet after the 19. It has a 03.8 and the sign that you would do for inches after the 8, and it says north. Then it gives you the longitude.
And the longitude is negative 103?
103.
Point?
With a circle above it, like degrees, 5, with the feet mark again after the 55.
Just give me the numbers. 20, just 103.5. What else?
It has the inside after the zero. It's rich.
Okay. 103.5. What else?
I see another way of doing it. Matter of fact, hold on. I just showed it to me on my phone. All right. The latitude would be, I guess, at 31.317731.
Oh, okay. Wait. What? Slowly, please.
And the longitude would be 103. And
sir, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Can you give me the latitude after the 31 point and then slowly one by one before you jump to the longitude? I need you to confirm. I need to confirm it.
Okay.
31 point and what else?
All right. It's 31 point. 317731.
Okay, and longitude?
Longitude is negative 103.
Mm-hmm.
0.922233.
Okay, 1 second, please. Okay, I see that you were on Toya. You went in to 229. Yes? It looks like a field on, it says West Company, West CO Road 225.
Yes, I'm getting so.
Okay, 1 second. One second, please. And you will be going to, what is the address where you're going to?
I'll be going to Southern Tire Mart in Pecos, Texas.
Can you repeat that address? Yes,
Southern
please.
Tire Mart in Pecos, Texas. Do I need to try to look up their exact address?
If you have an address with a number in the street, yes, that will help a lot.
Give me 1 second. It'll be 178 South Frontage Road in Pecos, Texas. The code is 79772.
Okay. Pecos, Texas, P-E-Z-O-C-O-S?
Correct. Like 20 minutes from here.
1 second. And I see that... Okay, 178 South Frontage Road, Pecos, Texas, 79772.
Great.
Okay, thank you.
I got the number, too, if you need it.
No, we don't make phone calls to the shops or anything. We don't need that. Okay. So, Is this the best number to contact you, 601-867-9958?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty. So that in case they have any questions as to your location, you can probably send a pin over to the provider for better, okay, so they can better find you, like pin,
right,
send your location.
If you have a driver, whoever that person's coming, I can send them a exact pin that my supervisor sent me. It's going to get them right here directly through Google. So that's what I was trying to send you, but I couldn't send it to you because you're over the phone. But you can be free to give them my number. They can call me or text me, and I'll send them the exact pin through Google, and they'll be able to get straight here. It's going to lead them right to my location.
Yes, I wish I could tell you send it to my phone number, but I don't think I'm allowed to do that. But you can send it to the provider. So I'll get a provider, and if we need to, we'll communicate you with the provider that will be assisting you in that area so that you can explain to him or send it. Well, since it's hard to explain where you're at, yes, send the location, the pin location to their phone number, and that way they can find you, okay?
Okay, regardless of how it works, I can send it to you, I can send it to them. I just want to get my truck picked up. I don't know.
I
understand. I'm not going to get you in trouble with your policy, but I mean,
no.
Like I said, I can send it to you if I needed to.
I'm not allowed to receive any text messages, but
okay,
they will.
Okay.
You will send it to them. You will send it to them. Yes, sir. We'll get you some assistance. So let me just start making some phone calls, and if I am able to secure a provider for you, you will be receiving a text message alert on your phone indicating the details of the provider that will assist you and their estimated time of arrival along with their direct contact phone number. And that number that we have for you, again, 601-867-9958.
Right.
Okay. Well, just bury me for a few minutes while I make some phone calls, reach out to them, and so that you can give me some time to work on your account.
All right.
If you have any questions, you could always give us a call back. My name is Rosa, and I assisted you today.
Okay. Then I'll be able to call this number right here?
Yes, you can call this number again, and just you can ask for me and request a status if it's taking a bit to assist you.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
No problem.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.